The Traveler's Journal, February 26th. Investigating the upside of downgrades. Most airline passengers are happy to be upgraded when it involves a move from economy to first class. Getting a downgrade can also be rewarding. Let me explain. In these days of e-savers and last-minute specials, airline ticket prices can differ dramatically from day to day. What happens if you've already paid for a ticket and then the airline offers an even lower fare? The good news is, almost all tickets, even the non-refundable ones, can be exchanged to take advantage of lower fares, as long as it's for a flight on the same airline and itinerary. That's called a downgrade. When fares fall, savvy passengers seek savings. But there are stipulations. They must be able to meet all requirements for the new fare, including advance purchase and minimum or maximum stay. A seat must also be available in the appropriate class of service. If so, passengers can generally request a new ticket, apply the value of the old one, and get the price difference refunded. The particulars vary among carriers. Most charge a change fee of $75 or $100 if the refund is made on a cash or credit-back basis. But they'll waive that fee if the passenger will accept a voucher for future service with that same airline. Vouchers are usually good for 1 year. Different rules also apply for international flights, so check with your airline or travel agent before making a decision. But don't stop watching for bargains just because you've already bought a ticket. You never know when a better one may come your way. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. TravelersJournal.com.